you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I think that, once you take an L, the bounce back is crazy.
That's right.
You're going to learn something from that shit. Shit. We watched Kanye go from 55 million in debt?
Into a billionaire.
He had to figure that out. He had to get that motherfucker.
That was because Kim saved him. She gave the nigga 57. What are we allowed to say? Are we allowed to curse on here?
Yeah, we allowed to curse. Put the headphones on, though. Put the headphones on so you can hear anything that we do on the thing there.
No need for apologies.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferous
episode.
That's
the word, splendiferous.
I am the guy, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And man, I'm still high from last night off of fucking Black Ass. Was a goddamn movie
last night, bro.
Jesus Christ, man. You were in rare form last night. You were in rare fucking form. You were angry, and you took it out on that fucking microphone. That's the healthiest way to do that.
Absolutely.
Shit, boy.
Yeah, very angry yesterday. Just very mad at everything. But I couldn't wait for the Sunday show.
Shout out to the fans and the live stream and the people who were upset. Hey, listen, it's the Black Ass Comedy Show. It starts a little late.
Oh, they was mad it wasn't on time. I did see that text.
I woke up this morning because I'm slow, and that's the thing. DMing me is the worst thing you could do because I'm slow to check social media. But I woke up this morning and saw DMs 10:08. White guys were in the DMs. Hey, I don't mean to be a bitch, but it says that there's no signal. And then like a couple minutes later, he came in and was like, oh, never mind. It's up. Forgot. Whose time I was on. I'm like, all right, well, at least he figured it out.
You on no need time. You on NNFA time.
That little subtle jab in there also.
But, you know, they always got to get a little racist, man. Just
hey.
A little...
hey, man. He paid the cost. You paid the cost to be racist, so.
Yeah, because he had to go behind a paywall to do that. So, yeah. If you're going to say nigga, I'm going to make the money off of it.
There you go. All right, man. Look, we got a wonderful guest, man, today. First timer on our show, but not new to the studio. Not new to comedy. Not new to the industry or the vibe. You may know her. Give it up for Daphne Springs, ladies and gentlemen. Hey,
yeah.
Daphne, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Take some of that old off of your little statement there when you introduced me. Because you're like, not new, not new. Yeah, that made me.
That made you feel old just by saying not new?
You seasoned me.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm old enough.
There you go. That's how you know she old, ladies and gentlemen. Young girls will tell you in a heartbeat. Natalie, how old are you, Natalie?
23.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah,
25.
See that?
Beautiful.
Her only hesitation was she couldn't find the mic.
She couldn't say it fast enough. She was like, hurry, it's my moment.
Do you remember 25, though? I mean, you still look 25. You still look.
I'm the youngest one in this room.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm younger than both of y'all.
I'm 39. You're younger than me?
Yep.
Okay. 37.
Yeah, I'm younger.
Oh, cool. So, yeah.
All right, yeah.
You shouldn't even be concerned about, actually, at your age, you should be telling people, I'm not new. I know what I'm doing out here. You still got to kind of, you know, do you have to fight to let motherfuckers know your experience a little bit?
Nah.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I'm around in these streets.
Yeah, see?
I'm not new.
Daphne, man, thank you for coming on, man. So you are new to New York, though, right? At least the New York area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Recent implant from here, from La La Land.
Yep.
You are not from it. You're from Florida, right?
Yep, originally.
Yeah, Dylan's from Florida also. So.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, we know what that's all about.
Yeah, Floridians.
Guns.
Yeah. Y'all kind of got the same vibe as Philly. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Philly?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Y'all motherfuckers wild.
Nah, because y'all don't eat people's face in Philly. We eat faces
absolutely.
In Florida. You remember bath salts?
I remember bath salts. Bath salts, iguanas, fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking backyard alligator. Y'all eat alligator barbecued. I love. Yeah, Florida's fucking wild, bro.
Yeah, I've
y'all
never heard anybody
be
and then you can go to the beach and soak your sins. Y'all don't have that.
No, we don't. Philadelphia Beach is a little bit different.
Yeah. That's already said. Too many sins in there already.
Mm-hmm,
dead bodies floating around, green water.
So what made you make the move, man? What made you come to the East Coast?
want to come out here and just do more stand-up. You know, LA is very limited, and then the road is when you got a paid show, so you need to be a little more on because people are actually paying to come see you. Mm-hmm. You don't want to let them see you working out. And New York is just like a place to work out. Like, you could get all your reps in.
Facts.
That's crazy that everybody gets
LA
that
was three shows a week. I was A-game. Now, y'all, I came out here. I was like, oh, three shows in one night. Oh, four. I got to go to another show. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm sleepy.
Really? You be getting sleepy?
When you used to only doing three shows a week, you do have a bedtime.
Yeah. Really? So, hold on. In L.A., like, once you do, if you do one show a night in L.A., what happens after that? What do you do after that?
Shit, you better go to a house party or something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it still ain't a vibe and nowhere to go hang out. None of the comics really.
It's nap time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a slow, depressing place.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. I thought it was
take away the depression. Take away the depression.
LA doesn't have like that the hang. Like, I mean, I know I'm a young comic, but like the cellar, like that there's really nothing like that in
and
LA.
And nobody will put nothing
together. It
kind
of used to be a little bit like that at the Comedy and Magic Club. The hang is when a bunch of comedians, so the hang in LA is when, oh shit, Jamie Foxx having a party at his house. Ugh. Then I call Derek and Derek call you and then we show up at Jamie Foxx's house. That's the hang. Ugh. It's not like just one of us just
at
chilling at the
Denny's,
comedy club hanging out. Nah.
At a Denny's ripping each other the fuck apart. You
that
know
happened
what I mean?
Once.
That's where I want to be.
Shout out to Nate Jackson and CT and all them motherfuckers. That happened one time in LA. That was like one of my notable nights. Yeah, I hung out with Tangerine and all them motherfuckers at Denny's. And we closed the shit down.
It's probably the same one. I've been to that Denny's
they
before.
They did that to show out.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool.
Which is good. I appreciate
that. Well, no, CT, he have game night at his house, so we all get together and play games and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I was never the house guy. Like, I didn't go to too many house parties. All the houses I went to was niggas from New York who got Airbnbs in L.A. or moved to L.A.
And don't know how to go home. Yeah, that's the problem with New Yorkers.
It was New York niggas like, yo, you here? I'm here. I'm staying, blah, blah, blah. So I was hanging with New York niggas in L.A. most of the time. So it was just like, yeah.
See, that's the thing. So maybe I do that. Maybe New Yorkers might have it wrong. Because New Yorkers do not know how to go home after shit is over.
We was playing Uno the other night. I got home. Like, I was like, it's 3 a.m.
For Uno. That's a serious problem.
But Yamanika has implemented cash. We put money in the middle.
That's not healthy.
So we playing Uno for bread. Is the funnest shit.
Yeah.
It's because you take your money, but then you got to put money back. So it's a real gamble. Uh-huh. That last round, everybody throw $5 in, and then it's a fight.
Y'all done put
and
money.
You always going to accuse somebody of cheating. It's like the number one thing.
It's an awesome, fun shit.
It was already a lot
time.
Of accusing of cheating and shit talking
without
with no money on the board.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Now for $5?
Dave, shit just got real.
Y'all can't be out here doing this, man. So who won last night?
Yamanika won the whole pot. The last game pot.
She tricked us with the $5. Once she upped the bet, then she won. But I won two games. How many did you win?
Two games.
And then Josh.
Adam Myers won one game. Oh, but he barely won that game.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
He was just making up his own. I noticed white people make up their own rules.
They've been doing that since the beginning of time. What are you talking about?
Black people play by the rules because we know we have to play by the rules. But white people make up rules.
That's what the fuck the government is.
They stand on it. They do it with such confidence. This dude literally had three cards left in his hand. He put down, it was yellow. He put down a two. He had two wild cards.
Yells Uno and then yells Uno.
Yeah. Uno
and gives
me a card and gives one to Eagle. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? He's like, I can't do that.
Whatever the fuck he wants.
We looked at him like, what kind of government right-wing bullshit was that and got mad at us?
Bro, I'm unlocking their secrets.
Come on, man.
I want you to look something up. This is a book that I just started reading this morning. I think it's about to change my life. It's called The Code to an Extraordinary Mind. And it's by this dude, Vishnu, whatever the fuck
Vishnu.
His name is.
Uh-oh. Indian?
I think he might be. What's his name? Veshin Lakhiana, right?
Oh, that just changed the whole area he was from.
But hold on. Oh, did it?
if you add the that's like Russian or something.
I'm
you
probably
went
doing
from
that
India
wrong.
To Russia. I don't know.
Yo, y'all went to India because y'all heard Vishnu.
So, but we're going to call it.
This book.
Yeah, that definitely look Indian.
They refer to rules as brules. B-R-U-L-E-S.
Okay.
Like the same way a blood would be like, I only follow the rules. But they refer, this is their made up word for rules are bullshit.
Oh,
all
shit.
Rules are bullshit.
Good call.
And these are the people that are unlocking the world. This is a book that was recommended by Elon Musk. Because that nigga don't follow no rules. Black Air Force One energy.
Yeah, that's completely on the line.
But you're going to say rules are bullshit. Yeah. Okay, I could agree with rules are bullshit, but laws are implemented. So,
okay.
Yeah, a law is a law say I can't drive 100 miles an hour in a 30 or else my ass is going to jail for reckless driving. Yeah, so laws are implemented. Rules can be broken.
Yeah, but you got to be willing to deal with the consequence when you break a rule or a law. That's
speaking
that's
of just... Elon Musk breaking rules, it's funny you bring up going really fast driving. Didn't he, because he wanted to go really fast driving, invent a tunnel that he can go 120 miles per hour in?
Wait, who's that? Elon?
Yeah.
I don't know all the Elons.
Yeah, he has the super tunnel where he shows super tunnels where you lock your car and you can go like 120 miles per hour.
That makes sense. There you go. When you're a billionaire, why not?
And rules ain't nothing but like, they like pre-laws. Yeah. Like a law ain't nothing but a strong ass rule.
Yeah.
So this is like
laws is only for like poor people. Poor and unconnected people have to follow the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's to
I would agree with that.
That's to keep the sheep in the gate. Yeah.
I had some shit pop off one time. I had enough money to get up out of there.
Talking
so,
shit.
Yeah, I was
exactly. If you go to court, if you go to court with a lawyer, there's a good chance that
you're gonna get off.
Yeah, because they're like, all right, you already paid.
They'd be like, we got you on camera killing this person. And your lawyer be like, no. It was like damage to the camera.
Yeah, they'll say
well, one second is missing.
It don't even have to be that. The judge knows the lawyer already. Like,
oh yeah,
oh,
they
shit,
hang out.
Your rate is $2,000 an hour. Yeah. So I already know what you to charge this motherfucker. He done already paid. Go ahead. You know what I mean? Because
yeah, he played
I know that
golf
lawyer.
And round of
does
drinks
the judge
week?
Get paid like the bartender gets paid?
What you mean?
Like you know how the strippers make money and they got to tip
the
bartender
at the end, okay?
And then they got to tip. They got to give like a percentage to the bar. Uh-huh. Is that how like judges and lawyers?
You think if someone's passing around a collection plate at court?
No, it's like it's some in the back in the treasury. Are they cutting like? Did you judge? Did
yeah,
you,
people writing
judges,
checks to everybody.
Judges
yeah.
have a salary.
Yeah,
and it has also been proven a lot of times, especially in the state where I'm from, Pennsylvania. Judges have been taking money from private institutions that own jails and shit like
well,
that on
go.
Some like, yo, make
because
sure
because I think about it, it makes sense. If I was a judge, I would definitely take under the table money.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't write the check to me. Write the check to this LLC over here with somebody
is
else
everybody listening
that can't
right
be
now?
Traceable. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why I would do that.
Somebody.
Because I'd be goddamn. Because
you ain't new.
Listen, I'd be goddamn.
I'm
sit
not
somewhere
new.
And I literally make $150,000 or $200,000 a year, but I'm helping getting people off that are millionaires. Nah, you're going to have to float that money back here. I need to go buy me a boat. I
well,
deserve
yeah.
a yacht.
But oh, yeah. But you
I
want
to go to Barcelona.
I need
you know what
reciprocal.
I mean?
Now, I don't know.
I want to keep my side hoe up. You can't keep a side hoe up with $150,000 a
now,
year.
I'm a
you need that understandable
you need the other
money.
Yeah. This bitch want a BBL.
Yeah.
Side hoes have gotten very expensive.
Very
expensive.
Especially after the pandemic.
Side hoes.
That's why so many men are traveling overseas now.
All the side hoes over there?
Oh, pussy, $40 over there.
Pussy, $40?
Yeah.
Damn. That's $220.
America, women have gotten very slick at selling pussy. They no longer sell pussy like, oh, yeah, here, I need $300 if you want to have sex. They be like, no, could you get me a BBL or put towards my BBL fund? So the funds over here are very expensive. So a lot of people are traveling over to like Dominican Republic.
For the discount.
Yeah. You get three bitches. You can negotiate for $40 for three. Look at somebody threw their thumb up because he looked like he bought pussy over in Dominican.
He might.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Byron there. Byron
is a good spirited
guy.
Would
you talk about this earlier today? Byron got yelled at for getting everybody high in the studio off of dabs before the podcast. We got to tell him stop doing that, right? And I realized, like, Byron, you ever notice this? Byron, I don't know anybody named Byron that's like, and I'm not saying this about Byron. I just don't know Byrons to be good people. Like, Byron is not the name of, like, yo, man, yo, you know who really helped me out?
Byron
really.
No, you know why?
Comics you know? Unleashed. That guy's name, Byron.
Byron, he's
y'all remember
a,
him?
But he a piece of, like,
I don't know if he is, but.
The show was just corny. That's all I'll say. The show, he
okay,
just
he
set
does,
you up
he does
to
a
do
lot
a,
of shows
a
like
bit
that
you already knew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, I hated that. That's why I was, shout
but
out to Mark Norman.
It.
No, I wasn't on it. Okay. I never did that show. But shout out to Mark Norman for fucking up the program when he just started improvising with Byron. Now, I don't know if
really?
That episode is out. Mark Norman didn't follow the rules.
Oh, God, I love Mark.
So he was like, Byron is setting him up to do some bullshit joke. And then Mark was like, what? What do you mean? And then he flipped the whole thing on. It was so fucking great. So, yeah, I never did it because of that fact.
I don't know if you guys remember.
I don't think it's out, but if you find it.
But Byron, but he bought a whole network.
Mark Norman on Comics Unleashed.
Yeah. And he was suing on behalf of, like, black people. He was suing networks, talking about the, like, treatment. And I'm like, where's my money at? Where's my cut?
Well, you know what? But and I do know this about Byron. He's a smart motherfucker.
He
knows
buy,
some
like,
shit.
Channel or some shit like
he, yeah, he bought the Weather Channel. But, like, that dude, he's another extraordinary mind that, like, he's not going to explain to niggas what he's doing.
Absolutely not. He want to be up there by himself.
He's like, no, it's not even that he got, he's one of them dudes that I think he has a plan for black people, but black people can't comprehend it right now, okay. So they have to
and
see
it. And he don't
it.
Feel like no argument.
Because he one of them smarty art
niggas. He's not going to argue. That dude has
He'll
been...
He'll just ask security to escort you out.
Yeah. Dude, like, I think his mom was like an administrative person on the CBS or NBC lot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he grew up there. Like, after school, he would go to the lot where his mom was at, like, and
he probably was trying to implement his plan to black people that was sweeping up, and they was like, get your little badass out of here. So he was like, all right, I'm going to remember that.
Well, he also, he learned the format of how to write shows and create shows. He started writing his own scripts for, like, Different Strokes and Family Ties, like, just for
like
fun.
Like spec scripts.
Right.
Oh,
you
this
know what
nigga
I mean?
Had no friends.
None at all. Like, after school.
You ain't got no friends. You just write. Scripts just to be writing
after
scripts.
After school, he was at the studio with his mom until she got off work. You know what I mean? And that was his childhood. So he different, man. Like, and that's, you know, when you grow up like that, black people, if you didn't grow up with us, like, you can't really bond with black people.
It's
like
tough.
Black, once you've been out,
link. You can't
the
really
pen for a little while to play.
You know why? Because black people will say how they feel about you to your face.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they be like, "Nigga, you corny." Yeah. You be like, "Oh shit." Did they just say that? They got Tourette's. No,
right.
They really said that. No.
And then a lot of
Tourette's.
People be thinking they
your
must hate me
because like
they said something mean to me, and it's like, no. Black people, because we grew up with parents who don't apologize, who will say awful shit to you or hit you, and then just start acting nice a few minutes later.
Yeah.
You ain't never been apologized
like
to by no black mother.
You just get a steak dinner or a new toy.
Yeah, come on over here on the couch and cuddle with me. Like, wait, you just beat
you just
the shit,
beat
out,
the
of
shit
me
out of me
10 minutes ago.
And
right?
Now you want to make me grits and salmon? Oh, yeah. Fuck, I can't even sit.
So most of us are bipolar as a result of our upbringing. You know
I can't
what
even
mean?
Sit. I got to stand
my
up
ass
and eat
hurt.
This.
You want me to eat this delicious dinner? Come
yeah,
on,
I didn't
man.
Get whoopings as kids.
You didn't get a whooping as a kid? Let's talk about it.
I can count on like one hand.
I got strange whoopings. It wasn't like on my ad. Like, my grandmom would embarrass the shit out of me. Like, she beat me over the head with a Jet magazine.
Yeah.
In front of my aunt because I cut a little lock of my hair and Nell told on me. Nell's a snitch. But anyway, so yeah.
So, let me ask you this then. If
Nell
you never
snitch.
Got whipped, and I'm not saying that, I just don't understand it. Like, how did your parents keep you in line?
It really wasn't really very much consequences. Like, if I said something slick or did anything, I don't even remember them taking away my stuff. My dad would talk me to death, and he would talk you till you almost nodded off, falling asleep. And I was just like, oh, shit, I just don't want to hear him talk anymore. I wish he would just shut up. And then so sometimes I would do stuff.
Is he, like, much older than you or, like?
No, my dad's, 19 years older than me. So,
oh, really? So yeah. You had young parents.
Yeah. My mom is 17 years.
She was 17 when she had you.
Yep.
Really? Okay. Black, both of them blacker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nigga, I look black as hell.
It's hard to say
you
nowadays,
might have some
man. Yeah,
or something in your
it's not even that. I know full on white girls that look like this now.
Okay,
full on white girls
with
the braids and all that shit. You know what I mean? Be like, what? What? White girls got what do you call it? Baby
what
hair.
What if I was Rachel Dawson this whole damn time?
What if Daphne
exactly.
was really a white girl the whole fucking time?
The whole
I would have been
time.
Like, my God. It all makes sense.
Hey, then niggas will start falling in love with me.
Oh, wow.
That was good. That was good.
That was a good one.
That was good. That was nice little tag.
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store where every auto part at the best price. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rock Auto has been in business for 20 years.
That's two decades.
And they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices.
Convenience?
Yeah, man. No longer talking to the counter guy or girl, you know, who has to order the parts and aren't really sure what you're looking for. And they never really have what you need. And after all of that hassle, they still charge you the storefront markup price.
Because they're trying to get a check. They ain't caring about you. Go to Rock Auto.
Yeah, man. Go to Rock Auto. you ain't got to steal from those other guys. So if you're a car guy right now, just go, like, pause this, go open up another tab, go to rockauto.com and just check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. A little bit autistic, but, you know, like, what are you doing? I'm looking at car parts.
Car parts.
But I used to know a lot of guys that did that. Like, even when I was working on cars and stuff like that, yeah. I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to get this exhaust. Oh, this manifold holder. I can't wait to put this filter in.
Yeah, I remember
in.
My pop, when he, because my pop, he details his own Beamer.
Oh, yeah.
My pop fixes his own BMW. It's pretty wild. So he has to go to these certain places that got certain pieces.
Yeah.
And when he gets that piece, it's like a new piece of jewelry for a rapper, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, yeah. Working on your car is therapeutic, too, man. At the prices that they got at rockauto.com, you can't afford to not try it just to see what it's like to get under the hood and mess
around. My nigga had that car since 86.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've probably been getting parts from Rock Auto. They've been around since 86.
86. See, 20 years. Well, actually, that's more than 20. Wow.
But anyway.
I'm older than Rock Auto. Ain't that a B? Ain't that an auto part?
So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed, as pricing is already that good.
There you go.
When you order, make sure you just tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on No Need for Apologies.
No Need for Apologies.
That's rockauto.com. Let's get back into it. So you exclusively date black men, or you date everything?
I exclusively date. I just like what
it's
I
also
like.
Pride Month. Yeah. If you want to come out, you can do that.
You do that.
I'm non-binary.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Fuck, I don't even know what that means. Dylan, Google that real fast.
I've heard people say it, and I do not know what the fuck that means. I'll be like, okay.
That's why I said it, because nobody else knows what non-binary. It means.
I got to get my vocabulary.
Because I know non-binary people still dating the opposite sex, and I'm like, well,
not relating to, composed of, or involving just two things. Oh, okay, so you just all over the goddamn board. You hungry hippo.
And see,
huh?
The crazy thing is, binary to me was a math term.
That's what I thought. I thought that was like a two.
Once it got in, look, Natalie's looking at that shit with her head crossed a little bit, and she's a part of the community, and she don't even fucking get it.
I know about that stuff. I know people like that.
Yeah.
Lewis says that I'm non-binary because he heard me say some sort of LGBT term once, and he was like, "What is that? Non-binary? I don't know." So he calls me that all the time.
That's a good barometer. That's a good unit of measure to keep people out of the gay community. Like, if you can't speak the language, if you don't have all of our vocabulary down, you can't be a part of our club.
Yeah, you got to know the vernacular. You got to know this gay ass vernacular they got. Or you gonna fuck up? You gonna cancel yourself?
Isn't that
you're
like
gonna
the
know.
Same thing as the
but
whole
I think
blood
that's what
thing,
the plus
like blocking
is.
Blood bookies.
What yeah, is that? Yeah, yeah. If you don't
oh yeah, the, yeah, the yeah. blood when yeah. the when you when the bloods turn all the C's to B's. That shit is wild.
It's kind of how you know it's a gay.
That's I'm the craziest saying. Shit.
Kind of how you know it's a gay.
You be like, when they say brazy instead of crazy, you be like, yeah, these niggas. Wild
I don't
want
to say it. I don't want to say it.
They got letters. People don't are scared. It. Everybody's dead. Listen, I went to Pornhub today. The front page.
Oh, did you wash your hands?
No. Pornhub, the orange thing is rainbow now. That's rainbow for the month, and it's all gay shit on the first page.
But nigga, the Uber car is a rainbow.
Absolutely.
Nigga, the fucking city bike
trail
rainbow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oreo, gay Oreos now. They got at the bodega, they got the rainbow Oreo.
No, Uber's rainbow now.
If you go to Uber, the car
rainbow,
is a
right?
rainbow.
Yeah, so on like the second like, day of Pride Month, when it was, I ordered an Uber, a rainbow Uber at 2 a.m. Two girls in the back seat start making out, and the Uber kicked us out of the Uber, or threatened to kick us out. And I have no idea how to feel about that, especially also on Pride Month. But it was two girls.
What color
who was the driver?
Dude?
Was
who,
it Vishnu? Was it Vishnu? Was Vishnu driving?
It seemed like a Vishnu. Yeah.
Justin looked a little like Logan Paul. Don't
Who's
he?
Justin?
Oh.
Who, Justin?
Oh, wow.
You mean Dylan?
Dylan.
Mm. Yeah.
Did he introduce himself as Justin?
No.
I heard somebody say Justin.
This is what I have learned about Daphne. This is what I have learned about that. I met Daphne a few years ago in Harlem, but I have learned this about Daphne.
Shut up.
Daphne's not a good listener. They should just say her parents don't tell her shit. And
don't
I feel
tell her
like,
a goddamn thing.
I feel like they were telling you shit. You just wasn't listening.
God, I wish he shut up. Oh, I'm going to fall asleep listening to my dad talk to me. God, I want to do something else.
And now I see why your mom used to hit you, because you're out of pocket.
Yo, yeah. Can I tell y'all some wild shit about my mom right
Go
now?
Go ahead.
Listen, I'll always be into this shit.
Uh-oh, Dave's mom stories.
So, you know, my daughter graduated high school this
Absolutely.
Past week. Yo, fucking that shit was dope. Shout out to my daughter, Renee. What the fuck? She needs a long do do do. All right. First of all, humble brag, 3.0 GPA, all 16 quarters.
Wow.
Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. I'm extremely fucking proud of this kid, all right? So me and her mom don't fuck with each other. Me and my mom don't fuck with each other. That's my mistake. I, you know, went with a woman that was just like my mom. You know what I mean? The first girl that I had a kid with. So I go to the graduation. They're okay. All there.
Okay.
Baby mom number one's there. My mom is there. Everybody.
Baby mom and mom get along?
Off and on. They're like regular girlfriends. You know what I mean? Uh-oh. Like they fuck with each other for a month or two, then they don't talk to each other for like 8 months.
Yeah,
they be right back. Like they loan each other money, don't pay it back. It be beef. Like, so I just be out of all of this shit, right?
Okay.
So
all right.
My mom does.
He probably get all the info from his daughter. Now what happened?
This is what I'm about to tell you. This is the wild thing. My mom has never given me affection. That's why I'm the way that I am, right? Like, so all of the shit that I talk about, dogs and cats and all that, is jealousy because I didn't get that kind of love and affection as a child, right? So my mom, I've gotten 2 compliments from my mom in 10 years. 2012, I got a compliment when my dad died. I buried my dad, and after the funeral, my dad's wife drove my mom home. And my mom told her, I'm really proud of him. He did a good job taking care of his father. But she didn't tell me that. And my dad's wife was like, did you tell him that? You should tell him that. Why don't you tell him that, right? And then when I linked up with her, she was like, did your mom tell you? I was like, no. Now, I got a text message. I went to my daughter's graduation Wednesday. I got a text message yesterday,
okay.
Sunday, from my daughter. I don't have my phone on me, but it was basically saying, oh, is this my phone right here? Shit, I ain't even smoke. This is the text message that I got from my daughter.
And I'm high as shit and I started.
Nah, you know what happened.
Yeah. All
right, hold on. What the fuck did she say?
I want to hear this, man.
All right. So she goes, hey, Dad, Grandma Tony just wanted me to send you a note.
Go ahead.
Saying she was grateful to see you. You look good and healthy. And she loves you.
Wow.
Couldn't tell me this to my face.
Couldn't say that to your face. But
3 days later, she sends a message through my daughter via text. This is how my mom shows love and affection. So if anybody ever wonders why I'm a cold heart, like, yeah, I don't have, we don't get that. You know what I mean? That's 2 compliments in 10 years.
Your mom on the phone.
Two compliments in 10 years via another motherfucker. You know what I mean? So tell me that that's me. You know what I mean? Y'all sat there, y'all seen the shit. Y'all seen the last time we had that conversation. She sat there and
phoned
up.
My nigga Dave!
But I got the compliment.
There you go, you got it.
Second
compliment in 2 years. Breakthroughs.
Yeah.
Gotta send it through to somebody else.
They gotta. But I'm glad. But see, I'm glad your daughter, because that's just fun. But that's...
What if your daughter turned out to be just like your mom and didn't give you the compliment either? That was given to her. That would be crazy.
What you mean? Like if they she
all
was just on...
If they all was just like, that nigga don't deserve no compliments.
Oh, man. That was always my biggest fear a little bit. Like, I worried a bit that I was a deadbeat dad. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, that's the narrative that you hear a lot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But
where y'all grow up at?
What you mean?
I grew up in the suburbs. Sorry.
Me too.
Yeah, a lot of this is just very new.
Oh, you ain't grew up around kitchen bitch shit?
No, not so saying niggas ain't shit.
Oh, in Philly?
Deadbeats.
So in Philly,
no, I didn't grow up like
we
that.
Call it kitchen bitch you? Shit.
Nah, but all my friends are them guys.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think when your parents are like on a certain economical level.
Absolutely.
You don't hear all that rhetoric, right?
Oh,
see,
so
even though my parents weren't together,
well.
My mother never talked bad about my dad.
Neither did my mom.
He wasn't listening.
And my dad
Nick.
Used to say every once in a while when I was younger, oh,
yeah, you ain't hear shit he said.
She's like, Dad, Nick, I want to tell you something about you. Shut up, bitch. Jesus Christ, I'm trying to buy a bracelet right now and you're fucking talking about.
No, I grew up from suburbs
shit.
Too. No, but I understand because all my friends had parent issues.
I was just talking about this growing up, man. I was just talking about this on the phone before I came out the house, man. We grew up, there was a term called kitchen bitch shit that we grew
kitchen
up with in Philly.
Shit.
This is when on the weekends, Friday, you get off work, the women, if they didn't have any money, they pony up, get a few bottles of wine, and they sit in the kitchen and talk shit about whatever's going on in their life while the kids just kind of run around and play. But as you come in the kitchen to get something to drink and all that, you hearing all of that shit. You know what I mean? Everything that they talk. Look at this nigga. Look just like his father in here. Hurry up and get something to drink.
Kitchen bitch shit.
Right. Like they just sit there and get drunk and just work themselves up. So you know everything that your parents thought about all of the men in the neighborhood that's because it was like, who? So if you ever wonder why...
It's a lot of toxicity.
Exactly. If you ever wonder why some men have a childlike mentality, it's because of that shit. The best thing you could have done if you were a kid growing up around that was stay a child. Stay playing video games. Don't become a man because your mom hates men. They all hate
men. That's actually a pretty good analogy. Right. But I think a lot of times it is very hard for a child in that situation not to become a man because a lot of times the mothers are in non-sexual relationships with their sons. So a non-sexual relationship where you're literally your mother's boyfriend, she put her emotional stress off on you, her financial stress, and a lot of things. Like you even mentioned the word cuddle. Come cuddle with me. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to get in trouble.
That might be a little unhealthy.
Yeah, I used to get in, and my mom would make the effort to get her hair and nails done. I would get in trouble for not noticing. And I was like eight years old.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna say nothing about my hair? Like, bitch, I'm watching Tiny Toons. What are you
Tiny
talking
Tiny
about?
Tiny Toons.
I didn't even notice, you know
Tiny
what I mean? Like, yeah.
Shit too.
Or like my mom might make the attempt to cook something. And like, yeah. You like that steak I made you, huh? That was steak. And I'm like, I'm 9. I could have had chicken tenders and I'd have been good. Like, I'm sorry I didn't appreciate
it. You need to appreciate that steak. Steak hard to come by. You know how many.
No, it's not.
Not for you.
Not for middle class people. But for people in the... Hey, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Did you grow up eating lobster and stuff like that?
Oh, yep.
Fuck no.
See, I did.
Fuck no. Me too.
So then, how you gonna find it hard that he didn't have a surf, but he had the turf?
Yeah, I mean, you say steak hard to come by.
We used to eat steak every week in my household. Yeah, my dad and them used to get the steak cut this thin, and we'd fry up that shit up like bacon.
It was the way she said it. She has so much enthusiasm. Like bacon. Like I like that enthusiasm over steak. Good for you,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Put her on a 90s hip-hop album. Now, as an interlude.
Not a 90s hip-hop album.
Interlude. She got interlude voice.
Okay, talk
are you damn, I'm sweating like shit in here. All right, I got to turn this air back
on, air on
Daphne. I know you
over here
cold. I know, man. I put the thing down there because Daphne was cold. Sorry, you're going to get
up.
Cold a little bit.
Don't throw me up under the bus.
I'm throwing you up under the bus. Wait,
wait, put that book bag on or something.
What you mean?
Put the book bag on it. It's leather, the whole heat.
So now, because of that, you grew up eating steak and lobster and stuff. Do you cook that shit too? Like, you still eat like that now? Yeah. So you cook right now?
I eat out every day. And my expenses for eating out comes up to about $2,500 a month.
Talk shit.
Just from eating out.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, you do seem like you have a pretty good structure too. I mean, like, you're not overweight, even though you eat.
Yeah, but I like juice. Cherries are in season right now. I have to have them. It's like $14 a bag. Like,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Just stuff I just gotta have.
So, like, you're the type of person, you'll sit on the couch and just munch on cherries and shit. Like, you're not like a chip and pretzel type motherfucker.
Candy, no.
Okay, good for you. Can you tie a cherry knot stem?
No.
Really?
No, I didn't have whole days. You know what I mean? I know you're looking for women that tie cherry knots.
Well, that was a thing. Yeah, that was a thing.
You a question.
I was asking
whether
you can
tie it. No, I can't do it.
I can, yeah.
They say niggas with curly hair always can tie.
Is that what they say? Is that what they say?
Tie cherry knots with their tongue.
Yeah. Sitting on the stoop with the girls in the summer. You hear all that kind of shit. You give it a try. Do y'all know about that? Dylan, Natalie, can y'all do it?
And Dylan Sugar said yes.
I don't think I've tried.
You've never tried it?
No, I don't think so. I know that it's a thing.
Yeah.
We got
this
a contestant over here.
This is going to sound mad weird, but like, because like me and my mom were close. Like, my dad left. So I know one time my mom, like, she just like brought it up. And then I remember one day, like, just being a kid, she was just like, try.
To tie this cherry.
That's fucked up. That I mean, I'm going
to
tell you why that's
fucked
up.
Recently, I don't know. It could be fucked up. My mom wanted me to be good with women.
Exactly. And that's which, and maybe it's fucked up, maybe it's not. But that, because you said curly haired dudes can do it. So what does that mean to you? What do you think about dudes that can?
Oh, I was literally just joking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you
see, the urban, no.
He really personalized and internalized what I said.
No,
I was literally
dead
just
ass. The urban legend around tying a chimney was that you were good at oral if you could do it.
Oh, I had never heard that.
Okay, yeah.
I heard that. This is,
so
well,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm just going to randomly start carrying my cherries with me, giving it to niggas and be like, ooh, let me see if you can tie with your knot.
Right, right. It was the same thing for girls. Girls knew a dude would be good at cunnilingus if he could tie a cherry stem in a knot using just his tongue.
Mythical urban legends.
See, I would think more so a nigga was eating ass doing that.
Why ass?
Why ass?
I don't know. It just feel like an ass-eating thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, well, ass is a whole.
Which is interesting. That's interesting.
You got to be all quick with the bean, don't you? So cherry stem.
But that's why I said that's kind of wild that your mom was like, yo, try this.
Right?
Try this.
The cherry little part that you pull that part out looked like a little ass.
Exactly. So yeah. I don't know whether that's the part you sticking your tongue
you
in.
I think you eat ass. I think you eat ass.
No, I don't. I don't. Yeah. I've never ate ass before.
Really?
Yeah.
They say girls
mean,
with
really?
Bright white teeth definitely, yeah. usually, yeah. And which is always
teeth.
Surprising.
Sure, maybe it's that's some
yeah,
teeth.
It's wild. Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? Because it's like
okay,
girls who
so
eat
we got,
ass.
You like about three jokes on me. Okay, so cool. I got to catch up.
You do what you got to do. You got 30 minutes. Yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, that was always a theory, though. You know what I mean? Girls that got good oral hygiene is because they put their mouth in weird places. You know what I mean?
I never heard that. But I would think you wouldn't have good oral hygiene if you was putting your mouth on ass.
Nah, you're aware. If you
it's already
your mouth
shitty
on ass,
down there, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Fans over the age of 21, I'm going to tell you about MePod, our newest vape pen sponsor. Now, as a warning, these products contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. I can tell you, I'm not a vape user, but the people on the network who are into vaping can't shut the hell up about MePod. Lots of talk about the flavors and the quality of the MePod devices. Also, let's be honest, if you're still smoking, it can be kind of gross around. And it's annoying hanging out with people that still need a lighter and want to smoke in your car.
And got
every
yellow
10
teeth.
Yeah.
And they got film all over the walls.
We did modify smoking. Vaping might be the best way to go.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like it's you don't have to go out and
I
hot.
Wish my Nana vaped.
Yeah. You would have had a better relationship,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, man.
Nana might still be here if she was a vapor.
Yeah. She might. If Nana was me potting, we'd probably still be playing poker together every Thanksgiving. But anyway, go ahead.
So for all you vapers out there, and I want to tell you, this product is available at MePod.com because if you're a smoker or a vapor, you're going to love these. The new MePod 2.0 is the best refillable vape on the market today. Vapers can refill with any vape juice flavor they prefer. Long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design. MePod has a wide variety of vape juice options. MePod also has a wide variety of vaping options for 420 consumers.
Oh, wow.
That's the smoke that we deal with.
That's the smoke, the other smoke, the grown man smoke.
Nicotine, fine, do whatever you want to do.
Nicotine, bit hearsay.
So,
did dare done that.
But lastly, MePod has fast shippings, with most orders shipping out the same day. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you'll love MePod and support of sponsors that support our show by going to MePod.com and use promo code NNFA, and you're going to get 15% off. Once again, that's MePod.com and use promo code NNFA, and you're going to get 15% off.
So the MePod be moving.
Yeah.
Same damn delivery. The MePod be moving, nibble.
Which is better than sending your kids to the store for cigarettes.
Yeah. Get some MePod. That sounds like the shit you put in the drinks.
Yeah.
The little flavor thing in the water.
Oh, shit.
So MePod is like the vapor.
Flavored juices. Now we smoking flavored juices.
Smoking flavored juices. MePod.
Let's get back into it.
What the fuck I need to clean my mouth for?
Well, think about it. All right.
So you just going to keep your ass after you eat ass?
Stephanie,
you're going
to
brush your teeth?
So wait. And you can...
Are you supposed to...
Go ahead.
Okay, because if you look it up...
I don't have no.
Wait, is this how you found out about ass eating on the
Come
internet?
On, you can do research.
Oh, okay.
But like, if you look up like stuff like oral sex and stuff like that, and should you brush your teeth afterwards, they tell you shouldn't.
Who the fuck looks that
fuck
up?
Is telling
Please
you this.
Google what she just said.
All
to
this shit.
Because
Google
they said
what
now
she just said. Hold
you
on.
Can,
tell him to Google
cause,
what you just looked
you
up.
You can cause cuts and stuff in your mouth, on your gums and stuff like that from brushing your teeth. Now whatever that person had can now
get in your mouth.
Get in your mouth.
See,
that makes sense.
That sounds like it was written by a woman who's trying to reduce dick sucking in the world. Someone who's like, I
you
don't
the
want
ops.
It.
Daphnique the fucking ops, man. Look that. Yeah, Google that shit she just said, please.
Yo.
I need to fact check on that.
What did you say you searched to find
are
out?
You just a question. Are you supposed to brush your teeth after oral sex?
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, obviously
look
not
up WebMD,
right
please.
After.
I need a WebMD, Ask Jeeves.
What's the don't brush your teeth
after
oral sex?
If you want to, STI free. Well,
hey!
Go down. Let me
now
just
give
see.
Me my points.
I'm gonna give you points.
Give me my point. Give me a soundboard.
Give her a sound.
Give me a sound.
Something terrible.
Now
What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's... okay. Okay. So now you like 5-0. Okay. Cool.
We're going to do plugs after this.
Yeah. I just want to see. So what is? Can you make that a little bit bigger so I can read the paragraph right there?
Look at all y'all niggas with STDs
one of the
in
worst
y'all mouth.
Breath solutions arise
look
upon
at now,
the
Derek
conclusion
trying to push the STDs
of a Friday
out of his mouth.
Slash Saturday night. You've been punching them. What does it say? Dury's consuming hard liquor is so strong it brings a tear to the eye and you kept the whole thing off. Okay, your shit's stanky. So this is what the fuck is this? See, I hate articles like this now. Where
yeah, with
so
all the fucking pictures.
Out.
No, dude, that's why I was trying to wave you off. I was
it's
like,
no
I'm
point.
Trying to find. Yeah,
yeah, because it's
he's
so
burying
many
the information.
People. Everybody, yeah, they bury the information to make you look at all the ads.
Yeah, because it's also, and you lose interest in the article to the point.
Okay,
yeah.
Here,
yeah.
Go to
it is possible to transmit, catch, or pass on manually sexually transmitted infections through oral sex without a condom.
Wow.
Yeah, obviously
not
that.
Cheese, floss,
so let me ask you this.
Or use mouthwash, eat food such as toast or crisps just before or just after having oral sex. This is because all these can cause small cuts in your mouth. Thank you, Daphne. Okay, I'll be researching random shit. Making it easier
it's just her trying
for infection to pass from one person to another.
I see you pulling this article up in the bedroom to get out of sucking dick.
Yeah.
I literally just see Daphne sitting there in a panty and bra and go, it says, right? Like, Jesus Christ, Daphne.
See, I'm a savage. I do a butt-ass naked.
With purple lipstick on.
Talk to me.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ, man.
You're like a hip auntie. I fuck with you.
I have a doctor's note.
You try to say I'm old, but
you're
I'm
a hip auntie.
You.
I
not old. You're just not new.
You're just not new.
Not new.
You're not new.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah.
You're not new.
That's all right, man. All right, so look, we're going to get into this game. I want to play I want to play with Daphne. I want to play Does He Need a Cut?
Okay.
But I want to get into plugs first. So let's do some plugs. Let's plug what we got coming up, and as soon as we get back into it, we'll go ahead and get into this game here. Daphne, do you have anything coming up that you want to plug? Where can the people find you if they're looking for you online?
Well, I'm always coming to your city, so I do a lot of stand-up shows, so make sure you come out and see me when I come to your city. www.iamdsprings.com. Boom. All my information is there. Follow me on Insta, iamdsprings. Boom.
All right, no doubt. Derek, what you got coming up, man? What can we talk about? What can't we talk about? What's going on, man?
I'm just waiting for contracts. I don't want to say shit until I get the contract. I'm filming some stuff, but I don't want to say yet because I don't want to jinx shit.
I know that's
if you're
right.
In New York, stay ready.
Yeah, stay ready.
So
I got some shit coming.
Follow him at The Great Boy. Make sure you just stay in the story, stay on the post, keep going everything.
And, and I'll be on the, next week? Nah, the week after that. I'll be on Pause with Sam J. Not this week, but the week after
and
that.
Check him out on the Michael Che show, which I actually just watched this past week, man. Really good stuff. Y'all look like I had a whole bunch of fucking
fun.
Y'all did y'all fucking thing on that show, man. I really appreciate watching that shit, seeing all my friends fucking thrive and do their shit. That shit is dope.
It's a good show.
All right. Guys, I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms where it really matters. Please check out my website, DaveTempleComedy.com, where you can get tickets to live shows. Tickets to my taping, my third album, June 12th.
Woo-hoo.
Brooklyn Comedy Club, 308 Bedford Avenue. Tickets are on sale. They're going fast. There are two shows, one at 7:30, one at 9:30. Let's do our best to sell both of those bitches out. I got Derek opening up for me. I got Aaron Berg opening up for me. So it's going to be a fun fucking night in place of Black Ass. There will be no live stream, so please do not look for the live stream that week. It will not be there. You have to be in person. There is no guest list. This is a special event for the taping, so make sure you're in the building for that. The following week, June 19th to the 22nd, Atlantic City, I'm in your backyard at the Borgata Casino and Resort. Please come on down there to the jukebox and, come and check me out. It'd be fun. And I think that's about it that I wanted to plug. Merch. Podcastmerch.com.
The ladies is asking for t-shirts now.
Yeah. What you mean?
The girl's like, how can we get a t-shirt?
Come to the show. Come to Black Ass. I have t-shirts available. We have a merch table available outside after the show. Make sure you come out and check all of that good stuff out. And are we ready to release the movie series? We should go ahead and start releasing.
We got a couple movies.
I'm not going to wait for a cheer trailer, but you guys start going to Gas Digital Network and, you know, just go through the NNFA. First of all, you need to subscribe. If you're not already,
subscribe.
Like, if you're listening to us on YouTube, I appreciate that. If you're listening to us on iTunes, I totally fucking appreciate that. Rate, review, like, compliment, share, do whatever you got to do. But I need you to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Check around, poke out. Season one of the show is on there. Season two of the show is on there. Every other show on the network. And if you use promo code NNFA, well, you'll get access to all of that for a free trial for 7 days. And if you want to stay on after 7 days, it's just $8.50 a month after that.
Damn, that's not that much.
All
that's a good time.
So make sure you go ahead and subscribe to all of that shit. And boom. All right.
That's radio. All right.
Yeah, let's get into this game here, man. Let's get into this game. So, Daphne, I was asking you earlier, like, who do you date? And you said you're non-binary, so we didn't get into that, like, whether or not you deal
I was just joking.
I know, but I was trying to find out, like, what
do you say?
We fucking with you. Yeah. That's what you said, so that's what we just said back
Do you date white guys at all, though? Do you get involved with white guys?
No.
Racist. No. All right. How well do you...
I just haven't dated one.
Yeah. Oh, but you do look at them, though. You're like somewhat... You can pay him attention somewhat, like...
If I see one walking down the street, I'll be like, oh, he's nice looking.
Okay. That's good.
That's what we need.
Because that's what I'm trying to find out. Like, we do this game called Does He Need a Cut?
Okay.
And the reality is, we noticed that, like, from being around, you see this office is very diverse. A lot of white people, we're, you know, black people. We can't always tell when the other race needs a haircut. Like, you could look at me and Derek. Do me and Derek need haircuts?
Yeah.
Right. You know that. You're a black woman. Does Dylan need a haircut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Dylan need to shade him, shine sides down a little bit.
So they she might unruly. Have a good radar on it, because Dylan, you definitely need a haircut.
Dylan got
right?
that Nickelodeon haircut.
Nah, I'm growing it out.
You're growing it out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. You about to get your Basquiat, your Jay-Z on?
Long shit. You trying to do your long shit?
You're from Florida. Why don't you do the dreads shit like everybody else does?
Yeah, why don't you call
you
yourself
an island boy? I'm not disrespecting.
There's no white dudes in Boca.
White
dreads.
Boy.
That got the Kodak black. Yeah, the island boys. Ain't they from Florida?
Yeah. From Palm Beach.
There are more white guys like that down there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. But you don't want to be one.
No. Not Dylan. Dylan said, nah.
I like my hair being poofy. I want braids.
That'd be hilarious.
I mean, I would do it for the joke, though. Women.
You'll do it for the joke?
You know what's funny? Derek Drescher and Gio Perez.
I know them guys.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
I said to Derek, I go, we joked about it. And I go, have me on the podcast. I'll come in as an inmate. I'll braid my hair.
Because they from jail.
Killer Dill. He released from jail.
From jail.
Those them niggas from jail. I love them guys.
I was thinking about this morning, oddly enough. Derek is white, isn't he?
Who, me?
No. Derek Drescher.
Derek, he's Jewish and white. Yeah, he's mixed.
Yeah, he's a white guy. Yeah, but he just has a Yankee cap on, so we all just assume
he's
Spanish.
And he hang out with a lot of Spanish people.
It just hit me. I'm like, that's Derek a white guy hanging out. Like, all right.
Derek who?
Derek Drescher.
Derek Drescher.
Young comic at the stand.
Young comic.
Yeah.
Old, like, he my age.
I'm trying.
Yeah, but he a new dude. But, right. He's funny. He's good.
Let's get into this game. So we're going to show you some pictures of some white people, and you tell us whether or not they need a haircut.
Okay.
All right. Let's get a little game music. Bow, bow. All right. First up, who do we got here? Johnny Depp. Fresh off of his court appearance with Amber Heard.
He won that bitch.
Does he need a haircut?
No.
No?
Nope.
All right. Yeah, I guess we can say no. I mean, ponytail.
Yeah, because it's a nice, slick ponytail. He doesn't have a lot of flyaways, so that means that this haircut is very intentional.
Yeah. He going to court.
Yeah. But then he also want to be having his shit wave in the wind on the weekend.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
I saw him at the casino gambling one time.
Yeah?
And prostitutes was trying to have sex with him.
They were trying.
Don't they had to try to have sex with everybody?
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they work. Yeah.
But this is the cleanup. This is like what Byron would look like if he was going to court, right? Like, if Byron had to go to court, he needs a haircut. But if he just combs that back.
A little flat iron.
Yeah.
A little flat iron.
I don't know. I don't know if I can consider this. No, he doesn't need a haircut. I think he needs a fucking haircut.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
You shouldn't wear a ponytail in court.
No
ponytail.
Nah, he had a good lawyer to win with a ponytail and a black shirt.
Yeah.
He looks like the dude from Kindergarten Cop. Remember Crisp?
Yo, that's a fucking reference.
That is the outfit. That's the suit.
That's a reference.
And the fucking ponytail, man.
The villain, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you that, though. You said he looks good? All right, cool. He don't need a haircut. Give me somebody else, man. Who else we got? Boom. I don't even know who this is.
James Franco.
Okay.
No, I don't think he needs a haircut.
No?
No.
Them locks look a little bit all over the place, man. What you
think? He just need a little gel.
A little gel. Yeah.
Some gel. Gel.
Oh, gel. Yeah. I was about to say, what the fuck is gel going to do for his hair? Like, go to jail and get a haircut, sir.
Yeah, nigga, go to jail and get a whole bunch of sperm and put it in your hair.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Natalie, sperm, does this guy need a haircut? I need the opinion of white people to confirm.
I don't dislike it, but I feel like he could use a haircut.
He could use a haircut? Dylan, what do you say?
I say haircut.
Here's why I say it's not this is why, because see with you guys, right? How I can tell you that you need a haircut?
You people?
No, definitely you people. I can tell you need a haircut is by your facial hair isn't very clean. His facial hair is very lined up and clean.
Therefore, it's clean shaven.
You
on
do
the sides.
That when you go get your hair done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Unless white people got a different process.
I could have hit it with the clippers before I came out, but I still would have needed a haircut.
You
wasn't
gonna do it.
No, not today, because I still got to get a haircut later. But I'm going to say this. If the white people said he doesn't.
They said he do.
Yeah, and you said he doesn't. I always bet on white people.
Wow. No, in a situation of their hair, I get that.
Yeah, you can't talk white people about their hair. Give me somebody else.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. With the bushy beard. What you think? What say you?
Nah, he clean.
He clean? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Good for Zach.
Oh, shit.
Good for Zach.
Zach Galifianakis clean. Yeah. White people, what say
That's
you?
That's definitely, I'm going to like an award show or like a film premiere or something like that. So
okay, you're just basing that on fame.
He got a stylist. No, he don't even have a tie on.
Yeah,
he got a stylist.
He don't even have a tie on. He could be going to a PTA meeting for all we know.
Yeah, he could be.
White people, what say you? Does he need a haircut?
Nah, he's clean.
Yeah, he's clean?
Yeah.
Natalie?
That's the cleanest out of all the people.
I agree. You agree? Yeah. Okay. All right. Shit.
All right.
I would have gotten that one wrong. All right. Give me another one. Who you got?
Now, he need them eyebrows trimmed up.
Whoa. All right.
That's well, yeah, he did have bushy eyebrows. I will say that.
Oh, okay, so Ellen DeGeneres. Okay.
That does look a little like Ellen.
Okay.
Wow, he's got a lot of foundation on. Jesus Christ.
L&M. That's the name of the foundation. Okay.
I would say just throw him away. Just throw Eminem away.
Oh,
yeah, I just hate. You know what really irks me about Eminem?
What's
is that black people be talking about he's the greatest rapper of all times. And I'm like,
he crams a lot of syllables into
this nigga talk about killing his mama, all types of crazy shit. Eminem ain't never did it for me.
No, yeah.
He didn't do it for a lot of black people, if we want to be honest.
No, they love him.
They never bumped him in the clubs that I was in.
I never heard his songs in the clubs.
They never bumped him in the clubs that we was in Philly and all that. Nah, but he rapped.
They didn't bump him in Detroit because when he was hot, I went to college at Eastern Michigan University, and they wasn't bumping Eminem in the club. So I don't know how he ever became the greatest rapper of all time.
Wow.
Well, backpack rappers, they be on the internet, man. And like that,
the Island Boys probably said he was the greatest rapper of all time.
He not the only white dude, though, to rap out of there. You know Kid Rock started off as a rapper also? And him and Emma from the same neighborhood. I think.
Oh, okay.
I think Kid Rock is from like 7 Mile Road or something like that. But they're all from the same area. You know what I mean? And like, Kid Rock used to go to the city and hang out with black people in the projects.
Yeah,
because
the things Eminem used to say in them rap battles, people's like, because rap battling is a whole different another. That's a whole nother skill.
Mm-hmm.
But the things he would say to his opponents, like, it got black people always give you an extra.
Yeah.
If it's a white person doing the same thing that a regular black person is doing.
I hate that.
Does that make sense?
That's
very
true.
We just had to call out an Asian dude at our show. Who's this, Kid Rock? Wow, young Dylan. Is this what you're growing it out for, Dylan? So you get this look? Oh, this is a rap video. Oh, shit. Is that Patrice?
Is that Patrice?
No.
It's a rare sight. Waxing.
Oh, I thought that was sperm hitting the egg. Okay.
Is this a music video or what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was the first white boy trying to get on, bro. Yeah.
But you know what?
That's actually, if I'm not mistaken, that's his crib, though.
Do we know any black artist that ever started out one way and was like, this isn't working for me, let's do something else? Because if you remember, Iggy Azalea started off as a singer, like Adele or some shit. Like, she started off as a singer. Rapping. No, she started off at like a Britney Spears type. Because Britney Spears isn't a rapper. If you go look up Azalea Banks, am I saying it right?
Iggy Azalea.
Banks is
Azalea,
black. Okay, Iggy Azalea. If you go look her up early on, she was trying to do the Britney Spears route. Mm-hmm. That did not work for her. Then she turned into a rapper.
Yeah.
The same thing with Kid Rock now. He started off as a rapper. That didn't work. So then he went to country music. The only black person I ever known to do that Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez? Yeah, Tory did it.
Tory Lanez just went from Kitty to Slutty. That was
Snoop Dogg.
Childish Gambino.
Snoop Dogg has done a reggae album, a fucking country album. Snoop did everything.
I said a thing that wasn't working for them.
Then
they switched over and got famous
off of it.
And I think Tory Lanez is the only person I know because remember, he can sing or something and then he's a rapper.
T-Pain used to be a singer. No, T-Pain used to be a rapper before the auto-tune shit, and then he started going more that way. But he used to be a spitter, and it did not work for him. Tallahassee, Florida, with him.
Don't come from my state.
Are you from Tallahassee?
No, because I'll leave right now. I said my state.
You can go.
You can go.
Dylan, you got my back?
I'll take your place.
Oh, damn!
I'm just saying, you going to come in here and go over Florida? Over Florida? You gonna get upset over that dusty ass state?
Yeah.
That Audi,
I can leave.
That's the dick of America.
The Audi belly button of America.
Yeah, lots of gum.
It's the dick in the water with all the gators.
So let me ask you this, Daphne, because we ask everybody this.
Hey, you know what? Since y'all want to talk shit, mm-hmm. I've been to Philly, and guess what? The cheesesteaks was trash.
Which one you go to?
All of them.
No, you didn't.
Listen. There's nothing. Cheesesteak is not a healthy thing. Like, if the fact that someone sold you one.
How y'all know for cheesecakes and the cheesecakes is trash?
Cheesecakes or cheesesteaks?
Cheesesteaks.
You got to figure it out. You got a little list. You got to get over all them teeth. I get it.
Cheese shake.
Yeah, cheese shake.
Shake?
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. Yeah, Shake Shack is trash.
Give it up for the black female Rich Voss, ladies and gentlemen.
I know you ain't talking. You got a wispy, list.
You got like a bossy
list. Yeah, I don't.
I got a list.
Crazy.
It had to make me tougher. I had to fight in order to talk like this in Philly. You understand? I couldn't walk around.
Cheesecakes.
Hey, everybody.
Cheese steaks.
Once I seen Mike Tyson stand up for himself, I was like, fuck that. List niggas stand up.
Cheese quick.
All right. Y'all shit suck. How about that?
Daphne.
Jean jacket.
So let me ask you this. Okay. We ask everybody good call. This on that the was podcast. A good one. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized but didn't?
I don't mind apologizing if I'm wrong.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't mind taking accountability for things.
Oh, shit. Okay. Look at you using that. The therapy word.
Accountability.
Yeah. So you'll apologize. You'll give up an apology pretty easy. Like if somebody calls you out. But that's the thing. Do you see yourself as being wrong? Or like if you don't see yourself as being wrong, you won't apologize?
It just depends. Because if I feel like you did something to incite my response, mm-hmm. then no, I'm not gonna apologize to you because you started it. You know what I mean? And if you want me to, we can pinpoint and go through a whole series of how we got here to this final end. But let's start with a lot of people don't take accountability that they say one thing to one person, a person responds, then they only want to focus on the response.
Yes.
But it's like, bitch, you pushed me to that level. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you saying? You started it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't apologize in situations like that.
I like that talk, Daphne. You sound like you record.
But I do
arguments.
Know when I start shit.
Yeah? Okay, so have you ever started some shit
and
you
starting
know
shit
you
all should
have apologized? Or
I wanted to. It was something the other day. I wasn't going to apologize, but it could have been. One of my neighbors, I was downstairs. I walked to the lobby. And I was talking to the doorman, and I was picking up my package. So I told him my apartment number, and this lady, older lady, she was Asian. Just look, she was really older, like maybe like, I would say maybe 50s.
So she wasn't new. She's not new.
No, she's not new.
She's not new.
She's not new. And she said to me, do you live here?
Oh, shit.
And I looked through her. I didn't even look through her. I just continued to look straight. She was about where Derek was.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah. And she was like, "Do you live here?" And then I ignored her. Like, she, and she was that close to me. Like, I just act like she wasn't even speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, "Oh, I was just asking, do you live here?" I said, "You see me getting a package. I live here. So why are you, I'm trying to figure out why you're asking me this."
Right, right, right.
And she was like, "Oh, I was just asking you because I was just wondering about the curtains in the apartment." So either she was lying.
That's a lie.
She's like, "I wanted to ask you a question." But my whole thing, bitch, you just heard me say my apartment number and the package that I'm looking for. And you asked me, do I live here? You didn't say hi. You didn't say anything. So if her true intention was to just ask about something in the apartment, the blinds, then yeah. I jumped down her.
You might.
But you gotta figure, being black in America, we gotta assume when somebody say, "Do you live here?" They being racist.
Yeah, I've
racist.
Seen the videos.
Oh, but
I
have to assume that.
I lean in because I'm a big black dude. I get asked all the time, "You live here?" Yes, I do. Yeah, come on, let me show you my apartment. No. You wanted to know. Come.
See, that make it awkward. That make it awkward on them. That's fucking crazy.
Exactly.
That's dope.
Because we gonna see each other in the elevator.
You should have a full dinner with those people. Tea session, make them sleep over.
Every time I made a bed for you. Every time I see you, hey,
come in.
Guess who's still living here? Yeah. Hey, and leave a little note in your mailbox. Yeah. Renewing my lease this year. You know what I mean? Like, abso-fucking-lutely.
I'm not answering to nobody.
It's called torturing
them
with
kindness. I'm not answering to nobody.
Yeah, man.
You go, girl. You better go with your braids.
Now let me ask you this: would you ever question anybody about
y'all
being in
those
your building?
Chinchilla pets. Remember back in the day, it was like a little head and you would pour.
That's what my hair looked like.
Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
going.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what my hair looks like. Keep going.
Would you ever question anybody about being in your building?
No, I mind my business. Now, if you tearing shit up, yeah.
Not me.
If I see you defacing something or anything, or you just look suspicious like you're touching or something that don't belong to yours, yeah. But other than that, no, I've never really confronted anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't even do it just to give them some get back? Like, you just see a little white lady, "Excuse me.
Do you live here?
Yeah. Do you live here? Are you sure?" Like, yeah.
Let me see your apartment.
Yeah. Or like, I like to pull the door shut, you know, on white people. Like, "I need to see you. Here's what, that happened to me though once.
Okay.
That happened to me once. Remember when you were staying downtown Brooklyn?
Yeah.
And we were coming back from a college gig. Now, I've been staying here with you for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
In and out. Downtown Brooklyn, fancy building, doorman. Doorman, every time we walk past this desk, "You guys need anything? You need a cab? You need anything?" They'd be like, "Oh, I'm good," right? This dude would get up from behind his desk and run to hold the door open, which made me very uncomfortable because I wasn't used to that kind of shit, right? So one day, we're coming back to the building. Derek got a shit. I'm like, "Well, I'm hungry. I need to go get, I'm going to go around the corner and get a sandwich."
Did I have to shit?
Yeah, that's why you went right into the building without me.
People shit sometimes. Yeah. Sorry.
So I went around the corner, ordered a sandwich, and when I came back to the door, I was walking behind a white woman who had a little dog, and this dude jumped up and held the door open for the lady with the dog, and once she got in, that nigga slammed the door shut. Like,
The same guy, Daphne.
Same fucking guy. The only difference was I wasn't with him. And the crazy thing is, you've seen me all week long coming in and out. You've been asking me if I know you.
But I act like I don't know people all the time that I see 5 minutes ago. Like, what? No, I'm just joking.
But the key word was act like. And that was the thing that I was like, interesting, because you're going to do that for the building. They don't give a fuck. I don't even know whether that dude still work at that building.
I ain't been around there.
What's fascinating to me about it was, he was right. I did not belong there. I didn't live there. You know what I mean?
He was right.
Yeah. He was 100% right. He's like, "You need to call whoever you with," which I did. I did. But it was a very eye-opening experience. Like, oh, all of this, "Hey, can I get your door?" None of that shit was real. That was the real you. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, okay. Thank you for keeping it real, partner. That's why I kind of like the...
Was he being shady or was you just not with Derek?
I wasn't with Derek, but...
But that's the thing about... I think black people are so used to dealing with adversity and fucking racism that even sometimes when people are just doing their job, we assume that it's racism. Because how many times have you been in a situation and you just assume it's racism? And then you be like... well, damn, that, and then you think about it when you get home and don't apologize, that damn, that might have actually not been racism. That just was somebody that was just
correct
doing their job.
Correct. And that's the thing. I didn't look at it as,
but oh, I'm going to assume it's racism all the time. Because 99.9%
is racism.
I ain't got time to count for no 0.01.
Right.
There you go.
And the reality is, I ain't got nothing else to do right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to make your life a living
make
hell and call you a racist. That's why I love people who got time to go live. Excuse, I just want to show this person right here. Like,
yeah,
oh,
that
wow.
shit is insane.
Wow, you have nowhere to be right
nowhere
now.
Nowhere to
huh?
be that you going to film some other motherfucker.
Have you ever filmed anybody to act right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, for real?
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, you do seem like you would do that. You do, like, because you got a lot of followers, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so do you use, I remember Kevin Hart talked about that, weaponizing his social media. Do you weaponize your social media? Like, if you get bad service somewhere.
But no, it just depends. It's a lot of times I just choose, if I'm in the act of getting bad service, I'm not going to support your business. That's it. I'll just literally leave.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I got bad service with Delta Airlines, and they take no accountability. They're really a piece of shit.
They don't have to. They don't need to. They're big. Yeah. They're so big, and everybody loves their little lounge. Everyone loves their goofy little lounge.
Yeah, don't tell nobody else that.
Yeah.
I got Diamond.
Well, I don't really fly as much as you do.
Oh, why not?
Because I don't really like flying nowhere.
Oh, so you drive to all your gigs?
Mm-hmm. He's an old Jewish man. He'll leave New York.
They fly me into the gig, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a fun one, I think.
Before we leave, Dave, can I just ask you one question?
Do
you know
what
I saw this thing this last week, and I was meaning to ask you, and I want to do a no need. Do you know what a Glock Dookie is?
A Glock Dookie?
Sound like what Derek was doing up in that apartment.
Glock Dookie,
come back. Guess what it is first.
I'm going to assume it's like it's a poop that is like you got one in the chamber, like you ready to, like you ready, yeah, like yo, son, I got to get to the crib like, right now. Go.
All
right,
so I found out about this thing. This is like taking over the internet by storm, and I just had to get your guys' opinion on it. Okay. I'll play this video.
AK Dookie 7, nigga, pull up your ass with a Glock Dookie, a VO5 bottle, like any type of bottle, it could be a water bottle, that bitch gonna have shit in it, piss in it, magic shave.
Oh, he talking about jail shit.
And it just let it sit and marinate.
Old milk, and then they let it marinate, right? And it just get real bad, right? And then you would just, and then motherfucker rob you with it in the jail.
That sound like a southern thing where they call it that. But yeah, they, I mean, I haven't done an extensive amount. I've never been to prison. I've been to county jail. But I have heard of that shit. They called it gassing.
It's real?
Yeah. They call it gassing. You know what I mean? Where it's basically just like, because guards, COs.
I'd rather that than a nigga dick.
Nah, no. You can deal with a dick. You can fight that off. Like, that shit, you can't fight that off.
Go ahead, explain it.
Like, the way they deal with that, like, so the type of jails that they have now, because a lot of that shit, they pass the open bar shit, you know what I mean, where you just see somebody stick their arms through the bar. Now, it's a door, like a maximum security door with a slit through it. And usually, when they open the slit to either extract you from the cell or to give you meals, they'll slide a tray through the slit or they'll ask you to put your hands behind your back up against the slit so that they can cuff you, you know what I mean, and extract you from the cell that way. So a lot of people use that shit where like, yeah, I'm about to put my shit up against the thing. And when they stick their face down there, they go ahead and shoot it through the slit, usually right into the guard's face. You know what I mean? It's O-D-Y.
Are they putting that on the guard and not other inmates?
I mean, in the maximum security, I can't really see how you would do it. You would have to lure somebody into your cell to do it, in which case...
But then you got to clean that shit up. That's gross.
Nah, you normally go into isolation after that. You know what I mean? So your cellmate got to deal with that. Like, if you throw something on a guard, they coming to get you, and now you going to you going to segregated houses.
Oh, God. That's gross.
Yeah, isn't it awful?
man, that's absolutely terrible.
Well, yeah, you got nothing to do in there, and you mad. You're mad.
So you
like
shit in a bottle.
Absolutely.
Right. Shit, piss, cum. He says, like...
Anything.
All of it.
Anything.
Cum, chow.
Anything just to be as gross as fucking possible. It's also a way to get out of your fucking cell, man. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm tired of being. Once I was locked up with a dude that the cops fucked him up so bad, his back was fucked up. This dude couldn't shower, Couldn't shower. I'm on the top bunk, he on the bottom bunk. I had to take a bar of soap, put it in my washcloth, and sleep on it like this in order to not smell this dude. You know what I mean? Wow. And it was like, if I was if I was like an asshole, yeah, I would do wild shit to get out of the cell as opposed to dealing with it the way I dealt with it, which was to keep a bar of soap and just lay on that until he could, you know, get him fucking showered. Yeah, man.
Wild
stories, man. I was supposed to tell y'all how I ended up in there that one time, too. I was supposed to tell y'all the time when I got pulled over in Ridgewood Park.
Yeah, and they got you because then you have, like, tickets or something.
We'll open with that story next week.
We'll forget. We always do. Yeah. This has been a great episode, man. Daphne, where can the people find you one more time if they're looking for you online?
At IMD Springs.
All right, IMD Springs. Check her out. All right. Dylan, say goodbye to the people.
I always say Black Guys Comedy Show, but Dave's filming a special. So shout out Dave for filming a special this week. No live stream. Guys, go subscribe to Doped Up and Dying, my podcast. Almost at 2K. It means a lot. Thank you guys so much.
No doubt. Natalie, say goodbye.
Yeah, what he said. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Ken. All right. Derek, say goodbye to the people.
Hey, it's me. I love y'all. Derek Gaines.
And I'm the guy, Dave Temple. Thank you guys for tuning in. Good night.